This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Now this week, something different. We're looking at a money blog with Jennifer Reid, our blog reviewer. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina. Yeah, we're looking at a Money Matters blog by Kylie Offew, who lives in Sydney. And Kylie started a blog in 2009, but she called it Aspiring Millionaire back then. But after getting a dream book deal and becoming a published author of her very first book, and it's actually called 365 Ways to Make Money, she revamped her blog into what it is today.
Well, how did she get her first book deal?
Yeah, her success story is quite amazing, actually. Kylie had bought a ticket to attend an Aussie bloggers conference and so was on their list of attendees, which could be publicly viewed on the conference website. And apparently some book publishers saw the name of her blog on the list and it just caught their attention. So they contacted her and the rest is history. So her book came out in July this year, which is wonderful.
Good on her. What made her first start a blog?
Well, she said she wanted to stay accountable for a goal she had set herself, which was to become a millionaire by her 30th birthday in April 2015. So when we do the maths...
she's not even 30 yet.
Exactly. She's really young and her husband was working crazy hours apparently, and Kylie just wanted more time as a family and knew that if they had more money that it'd be possible. So she figured the best way to stay on track was to write about it, and she started blogging about it, and it was more for herself at first, but she thought, oh, if other people read it, you know, that'll be a bonus. And it ended up evolving into what it is today and culminated in her book. So, yeah, she hasn't stopped blogging and it's become more than just a record of her journey to becoming a millionaire. It's also about sharing lots of helpful tips and great ideas on making and saving money.
I can't say I can relate to that goal at all, but who would be the target audience for this blog?
Well, she's a stay-at-home mum and I think other mums could relate really well to her story, you know, around that.
Okay.
And just be encouraged by Kylie's example of being able to contribute to the family income while still being at home with her kids.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Kylie's been married for 6 years and has two daughters aged 2 and 3. So they're fairly close, a bit like twins, which I'm sure keeps Kylie really busy. And she did own her own hairdressing and beauty business but decided to stop that when she had her first baby. And she loves to write and just loves the flexibility it gives her to do something that she enjoys.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, not everyone aspires to be a millionaire, but I think it's good, you know, to be wise with our money. And yeah, she just gives some really good tips for saving and making a bit of money. So, yeah.
So it could be useful. So what are some of her helpful tips that she has given out in her blog?
Well, there's a few, but one post was called 15 Ways to Make Money This Week. So it's something that we can, you know, something practical you can do immediately. So a few of the things that she lists are things like having a garage sale or selling things you don't want on eBay. And another good idea was starting to do ironing or cleaning for people. So she suggests to advertise on your community notice board for that sort of thing. She also says you could sell old books or CDs, you know, online or at secondhand stores. And one of my favourites, she suggests that you could go out busking. And I actually laughed at that one, Katrina, because I thought if I tried to do that, I could probably sing because I can hold a tune. But the best instrument I could play is probably the triangle or the tambourine.
I think I'd get arrested if I did that.
I know, me too. So I don't think I'd make much money from that. But another good suggestion, which is a bit more achievable, I think, for me, was starting a food co-op. And my husband actually has been talking about that the past few weeks.
So. Yeah, no, a lot of people who do this. They start a veggie co-op or something and one person goes out to the markets every Saturday morning, and, you know, every 5 weeks or whatever and, get some bargains.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing it as well, and it sounds like a great idea. And I think it is great if you can get to the markets and buy bulk fruit and veg and that sort of thing. So, yeah, there's some really good ideas in there.
Okay.
And then, yeah, another great one is how to create a vision board. And Kylie explains that she's always found it helpful to visualise her goals and to have pictures of things that she likes or wants. So she puts up words or sayings that inspire her, as well as pictures on a visual, you know, a vision board, she calls it. And it can just be a really good strategy for staying positive and focused on your goals. And she says she includes things like pictures of a woman surfing because she wants surfing lessons, and she's put a swimming pool and an iPhone because these are some of the things she wants. And she's also got the words fit and fabulous and healthy lifestyle, which I really loved because these are the things she's aiming for. And so I've set myself a project to do a vision board for myself because these are things that are important to me as well, mm-hmm. you know, health and you know, want to motivate myself to be walking every day and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think that that was a really fabulous idea.
Yeah, I guess you can just adapt it to whatever your particular goals are, whether it's, yeah, as you said, your health or your mental health or,
yeah.
you know, a project you're working on or whatever
exactly.
it happens to be. Yeah. So what else do you love about this blog?
Well, I love that she's honest and real in her blog, Katrina. She's got a post called How to Stay Motivated. And in this, she admits that she has times when she just doesn't feel motivated about anything. And I think we can all relate to that. And especially when it comes to times in your life where just lots of things are going wrong one after the other. So in this post, Kylie shares some strategies that have really helped her to get back on track and get motivated again. So things like taking a break from whatever you're doing. So she says she just goes for a walk and, you know, comes back feeling a bit less frustrated about whatever she's doing, and she'll just come back feeling refreshed. And she says that exercise helps. So going for a walk in the fresh air and getting the heart pumping is
yeah.
really helpful.
I heard Tim Finn say that the other day too. He was talking about where he gets his inspiration.
Yeah, it's really important. And then another thing that Kylie suggests is writing. So she says that sometimes talking to someone about something that's troubling you isn't right or possible. So she writes about it instead. And she's actually written letters to herself. And after she doesn't necessarily send, you know, or writes a letter to the other person, but doesn't actually send it. So it just helps her to release any stress or pressure that she's feeling.
Okay.
So I really get this because I love writing and I find it therapeutic. So I know what she means.
Yeah, journaling can be good for that too, can't it?
Yeah.
All right, so how do we find this blog?
Well,
Jen?
You can find it at Kylie Offiu, Kylie OF for Fred, IU.com.
Okay.
And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com,
okay.
which might be a bit easier to find.
I think so.
yeah.
Her last name's a little unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.